Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. So we have a fantastic episode for you on Ludwig's chess boxing event.
Your winner by checkmate. By checkmate, disguised toast. Let's hear it, everyone.
What? So now that I am back for a break, I spent my little whole Sunday night watching this event from 8 p.m. to 12 p.m., four straight hours just watching Ludwig's chess event, doing nothing else, and it was absolutely great. I want to say this event is phenomenal. I wasn't expecting too much. I didn't even know if I was watching, but, you know, so it was on, and I started watching, and I was not disappointed. I think it was great from start to finish, and, you know, let's get started. I'll give you my commentary and everything. So let's start with the first chess boxing match. There were the Smash boxing matches, but I feel like I can't commentate on that as well, so we're going to start with the chess boxing. First was Stans versus Bokbox. So, you know, going into this, we had heard a lot of big talk about Stans, at least I had. I kind of, like, listen to Yard, more in, like, Ludwig's circle. I, like, watch his stuff, so I hear about Stans and Adriak, you know, the general stuff. So Stans apparently had been calling himself God's gift to boxing. I mean, this was not a secret. He had been, you know, outwardly showing how confident he was. And, you know, I was like, Jesus Christ, I am scared for Bokbox. You know, I hadn't really watched much of Bokbox's videos or content. I don't even know if he posted them in the boxing, but I was scared for him. I mean, the dude's name was Heavy Hand Stans, dude. I thought he was going to knock someone out with, like, one punch. I was scared. So they start off the chess. Things were going, you know, okay. Nothing too out of the ordinary. And then we go into the boxing round. And I'm expecting Stan to just come out and destroy Bokbox. And, like, let's make this clear. Stan's had some great punches in this first round. But Bokbox was holding his own. I was scared about this formal training. I didn't know how well Bokbox was going to do. And it was just great. He was super fantastic. And they were both going back and forth. And it was a great, I think, one of the better boxing matches that we saw, and it was, they both did great, and I'm proud of them both. We go back into the second chess round. Things are progressing. You know, Bokbox blunders away his queen, and we're like, oh no. Oh no. I think what happened is he tried to defend his queen or something, but you could just take or something like that. I believe that's what happened, and he blundered away his queen, and we're like, all is lost, Bokbox is gone, he had the advantage in the boxing, he had the advantage in the chess, that's where he was going to win, so now Stans is just going to, you know, he's going to beat him in the boxing and the chess, you know, nothing good is going to happen from this, and all of a sudden, we go into the second round of boxing, they're both looking pretty good, and all of a sudden, mid-round, we see Stans, you know, grabbing his shoulder. Not even grabbing his shoulder. We just see him back up in a hurt. And at first, I'm like, was Bokbox that good that he, like, threw, like, some shattering blow to Stans? And, like, I think this was the second round of boxing. Maybe it was the third round of boxing, but I'm pretty sure it was the second. I was like, is he throwing this shattering blow to Stans? But no, it really wasn't. Stans had dislocated his shoulder. And apparently, this was a prior injury. I think Stans had messed up a few times in sparring and training, so he went a little easier in sparring, like the 2 weeks prior, and just came back out, and he dislocated his shoulder mid-fight and had to stop it, and I think that's really unfortunate. I'm really happy for Bokbox, and he got the win, but obviously, we wanted to see a match that kind of, ended, you know, like, with either, like, an injury that was caused during the boxing, not that I wish injuries, but I kind of wish it was just, well, something prior, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I think Bokbox was happy with the win, and I think Bokbox deserved it because he was so well-prepared. But I would love to see more of Stans. Now, next was Overt Flow versus Abroad in Japan. And I'm pretty sure Overt Flow was a last-minute fill, Abroad in Japan, Chris. I knew a bit about him. Never watched his content, but I follow the Trash Taste Boys, so I knew a bit about him. And it was a match. I think that's the best way to put it. You know, the chess wasn't great. By wasn't great, I mean Overt Flow had no idea what he was doing. He didn't, you know, I forget what the term is when you change your pawn to a queen. I like chess, but I'm not that, you know, versed in it. He didn't do that. He had his pawn one move away from turning into a queen and just didn't do that at all. And the chess was frankly not good, but they were playing, and I think there were a lot of move making, and there was like this attempt that there was strategy there. And the boxing, I really don't know how to put it. So both, you know, Chris was definitely holding his own abroad in Japan. He was taking some hits, throwing some out. But, like, Overt Flow kind of seemed to have a definite advantage in the boxing. And he was, like, doing this, like, crazy fighting stance in which he was kind of just, like, backed up away, both hands down. I think he was in a southpaw stance or some shit. He looked like he was, like, with how Creed came out against Drago. Like, literally, he was, like, just kind of, like, easily moving around, light and all that, you know, throwing some punches here and there. And it just looked like he was in control, except he did nothing with it. It's almost like as if he was feeling him out the whole time. And I think he was a better boxer and probably more physical. Now, I don't know. I have a few theories around this. Maybe Overflow was, you know, just unprepared. Maybe he hadn't boxed in a while. I know he's a fill-in. He obviously didn't get a chance to practice his chess. No offense to him. But he just wasn't very good. But like boxing-wise, he seemed to control, but he just didn't seem like he was willing to get hit. And I don't know, or lay a hit. I just don't think like boxing didn't progress very well. And then the second theory is that he just didn't want to like, he didn't throw the fight, but he threw the fight. That's my second theory. I think, you know, Mr., you know, Chris abroad in Japan, Mr. Affable, is a very loved, you know, presence. And I think he just maybe didn't want to hurt him. Maybe there was a really high skill level, but they still wanted the fight to go on. Like, that really has skill difference. Maybe, like, Overt Flow was that much better that he felt like it would be unfair if he just, like, beat the shit out of Chris. Because I think he had a fight before. So I'm really not quite sure. I think he lost his fight before, but maybe he'd been boxing this whole time and like didn't want to like abuse the skill difference. And that's my other theory, but I don't know. It ended with Overflow losing on time, and I'm obviously really proud of Chris, but something just kind of fell off in that match.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, next was Hugs versus Toph. Now, this was a crazy match. I don't know either of these people well. I know they're in the Smash scene. But, you know, Toph came out confident, looking good. But Hugs came out looking like a beast. I was like, this man seems like the most fit on any of the single cards. He was huge, like, broad ass back, you know, ready to, you know, throw some punches. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is about to happen here? And let's just say, although Toph was coming out strong in the chest, you know, doing well, just killing it, and Hugs is, he's doing okay in the chest, but Toph, I think, had the advantage. In the boxing round, Hugs just came out swinging, and he looked so good. I think it was first round that he won in the boxing, and he was just throwing punches. They seemed to have so much power with them. Toph was holding his own, doing his best. Anytime he got the count, he would come back in looking strong and prepared. But Hugs had it in the boxing by a mile. And it was cool to watch, you know, Toph after the fight being like, yeah, that felt great. That was really fun. Getting punched has a thrill to it. And Toph's going to continue training. But Jesus Christ, Hugs looked great. Now, Lawrence versus Amon. This was a super interesting match. For those who don't know, Amon was a grandmaster in chess, and Lawrence was an international master. So basically, they both approached this fight. It is, I think, one of the most intense walkouts. Amon comes out with a live rapper. Lawrence has this whole, like, Berlin Russian thing. Comes out with, like, these people in masks. It's crazy. It's crazy. And they get in the ring. The chest is so intense at the beginning. Not that it, like, much, you know, leeway is being won or lost. But, like, it's just going so fast. And you can tell they're so good at chess. It's great. Then the boxing happens. And Amon starts crushing Lawrence Trent. Now, Lawrence Trent has this whole time been like, you know, he might beat me in the chess. But I don't know why I'm doing this accent. I really don't think he has this, but I'll continue with it. He may beat me in the chess, but I'm going to beat him in the ring. He says something along the lines of that, and you're like, oh, shit. You know, I hope Amon doesn't get fucked up. But Amon is just battering Lawrence Trent. Then the ref calls the fight. Amon is the clear victor. Lawrence is stumbling, is not defending himself. Then Lawrence gets all pissed after. He's like, they should not stop the fight. They should have let me fight. And later on Twitter, he's like, I watched it over. They should have not let me fight. I was, you know, it was in the moment I got all heated. But yeah, I was looking rough when I come back. But Amon, I would say he could be a champion chess boxer. He obviously has the chess skill. And he obviously has the boxing skill. He should continue and just, you know, be a master at both sports. Then a very controversial fight. We had Dina versus Andrea. Now, Dina this whole time is like talking probably like the biggest shit that we have ever heard. And the way and she's talking about, like, just like making Andrea into a podcaster because her face is going to be so messed up. Just this crazy talk. Andrea is like her normal, like, kind of like shit talking self, but she's kind of like still like kind of has that bouncy energy. And then they get in the ring. The chess is pretty intense. And then the boxing happens. And almost all of Dina's, you know, all her like pep talk goes out the window. You know, I thought this was going to be the most, you know, intense fight. Dina was going to come out swinging, and she did not look good. I mean, I will say, Andrea didn't look bad, I would say this is some of the worst boxing that we had seen, because it felt like there was very much just kind of, like, swinging wildly, wild swings, not really, like, controlled jabs. Like, Box's combos were crazy. He had some crazy 1-2s. It was honestly insane. But Dina Andrea, it was kind of just a brawl. It really was. And Andrea was winning in the boxing, clearly, because Dina was just kind of skirting away, doing this whole Floyd Mayweather shit, you know, skirting away, just trying not to get hit. She got knocked a few times, you know. All of a sudden, we see that the chess progresses in the second round of chess. And we're like, oh my God, Dina has checkmate. In one move, the timer ends. They're both really good at chess. They both go into this next round knowing that Dina's gonna checkmate. So this means that Andrea has to, like, basically knock Dina out in this one round. And the controversy is she basically does. Dina's not defending herself. Andrea's just throwing hooks, and connecting. Dina's not defending herself. The ref, it's supposed to be 3-8 counts and, you know, it's a technical knockout. The ref looks like he gives her 3. Yet they still go to the last round of chess. Dina checkmates and wins. But it really felt like Andrea won. They should talk till the end. But, like, it really looked like in the past where they called the fight, in other matches, it felt like they didn't call the fight here. And they should have. It was kind of just Dina getting counts till the end, and there was 3 counts, and I think that it should have gone to Andrea. Okay, now we got what I believe was the most interesting match, Chirlees versus Myth. Okay, so now going into this, Myth, he was gonna fight Boy. Boy had to drop out of the competition because he got concussion, because he sparred I Did a Thing is just too much of a beast that he just destroyed Boy. It just happens sometimes. I guess I Did a Thing's like that. And that happened, so Chirlees had to step in. Now, I have no idea who Chirlees is, but apparently he fought in, like, a prior Creator boxing match, and he lost. He got knocked out, but now he fights Myth. Now, Chirlees is going for this, like, big humor approach. He has this posse, is wearing, like, a robe with 69s all over it, brings out so many people, and he looks like he is full of shit. Myth comes in like this, like, comes out to classical music, looks like this. He's like about to go demon mode. He's talking about how he loves boxing, doesn't even care about the chess, and we think that he is just going to destroy Gerdlys. And all of a sudden, you know, the chess starts, and Gerdlys has no idea what he's doing. Now, Myth doesn't know either. Myth didn't train chess at all. I think they have the lowest chess ratings in the whole competition. But my lord, Gerdlys doesn't know what he's doing. He's looking to the crowd for reactions, like left and right, looking to the crowd, trying to like gauge what he should move, he should do, really getting up. The chess official just is laughing because she's like, okay, these two don't know how to play chess, so we're just going to let them box. And they go in the boxing round. Now, Gerdlys has acted like a joke before. I know he's a fill-in fighter. I'm thinking that he's come out of nowhere, just wants to get some more, like, kind of clout from this event. I'm thinking he's going to get destroyed. Because Myth's talking about how he's crazy. Then the fight starts, and it is the best technical boxing of the whole event. Myth looks great, but Gerdlys also looks great, too. I mean, Myth was taking some punches at Gerdlys. Gerdlys would take him on the chin, then return him body shots. He's knocking Myth. You know, Myth is thrown at Gerdlys. Just iron jaw. He's taking these punches. And it was a great boxing event. You know, if you have to watch a match, if you don't know chess that well, I would watch this one. It was absolutely crazy. So crazy. And both the tactical boxing was amazing. Gerdlys' iron jaw lasted him to the end, but he hit some good shots on Myth. Eventually, Myth won the chess in the final round, but it was an absolutely great fight. Now, going to the last fight, the main card, Disguised Toast versus Point Crow. Now, this had a lot of hype around it, so it got brought to the main card. I don't know what to think. Disguised Toast, you know, normally kind of paints himself in this negative light that he's, like, not a very physical person. But, like, he did so amazing, and so did Point Crow. But they come in, and they start with the chess. Chess is pretty intense. Disguised Toast is making some errors. Point Crow has an early lead on the chess. And then they go to the round of boxing. And the round of boxing, at first, it looks rough to Toast. And let me just, you know, let me note, this round of boxing, it's a brawl. It is a brawl. They are just swinging punches. I know they were both coached, but it doesn't look like many of them are defending very well, notably like Toast. It's just kind of like they throw a bunch of punches, they clinch, then they throw a bunch of punches, no defense. Total opposite of the fight before with Gerdlys and Myth. And while both of them, I'm proud of both of them, maybe boxing is not for both of them. I'm just going to say that. Sorry, guys. But they're throwing punches, you know. All of a sudden, Point Crow hits Toast the nuts. Not cool. They had cups on, but Jesus Christ, it was like an uppercut straight to the nuts. What the fuck? That seems super painful. Yeah. And then they go in the second round of chess. Toast has made so many mistakes. Gotham Chess is commentating, talking about how, you know, Point Crow is going to take it. Then boom, Point Crow blunders his queen, the most powerful piece on the chessboard. All of a sudden, things have flipped. They have flipped, people. All of a sudden, so Toast is kind of pushing a bit with his pieces. They go into another round of boxing. Same thing happens. Basically, they're boxing. They both look good. Toast got shaken up a few times. I think Point Crow kind of looks like the better boxer, although Toast definitely hit some good shots. And it continued on until Toast eventually won by checkmate. But my God, it was a brawl. I'm proud of both of them. And they both, you know, seems like they prepared and were great for this. But Jesus Christ, it was crazy. It was like a real nail biter till the very end. It was super intense and just a great event. After that, Ludwig slapped Sea Dog and like did slap boxing chess, which is, it was all right. I don't feel like they slapped as hard as they could, honestly, but it was all right. But it was a great event. I hope they do it again. Crazy to watch. My parents were like, what is this? What are you watching? This makes no sense. It's so stupid, but it was honestly great. I think it was a great job. I hope to see Ludwig do so many more events like this. It was fantastic. Thank you guys for listening and everything. I really appreciate all your support. We're going to try to get back on a consistent schedule. I will see you next time. Goodbye.